Right, let me say good morning to everybody. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. It's a pleasure for me to be here this morning to be the mouthpiece of the Lord to deliver a message to you, trying to get ready for the second coming of Christ. So I'm glad to be here. Today we have a title that probably is kind of like difficult to understand because, not difficult to understand actually, but we live in the last days and we need to get ready for the second coming of Christ. Our character would need to be like Jesus' character. Without having Jesus' character, it is impossible for us to be saved. We will go to the Bible. We will go to the spirit of prophecy probably. And we will study a lot. There we have about 40 slides. 40 slides. Let us go right now into our study. So, Sister White says something that is extremely important. We have far more to fear from within than from without. The hindrances to strength and success are far greater from the church itself than from the world. Wow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we come here in your presence this morning expecting to have from you spiritual blessings that would allow us to get ready for the second coming of Christ, to have the character of Jesus Christ and to refuse the character that Satan wants to give us. Please bless your church right here in Elmira and also across the world. Bless me as I'm going to talk in your name. This prayer we do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go back to this. We have far more to fear from within, which is the church itself or herself. Far more to fear from the church than from without. Without is the world. Without is the world. That means if we have something to fear, it is not so much about what will come from the world, but with or from the church. Who is talking here? And she said, the hindrances to strength and success are far greater from the church. That means things that can prevent you from moving forward may come from the church than from the world. From the church itself than from the world. So let's go to our first slide. Two opposite characters. And I'm telling you, in every church, in every family, in the world, there has been and there will be two opposite characters. Even in heaven, there have been two opposite characters. God and his angels, the devil and his angels. But here we have, this one leads to eternal life with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, the angels, the redeemed of all times, and the other beings. This will be for those who have the first character. The second character, this one leads to eternal death with the devil, his evil angels, and the wicked of all ages. So, the first example that we have, it is from the Bible. The name of the first person in the Bible giving us a good example of a good character is Abel. He obeyed the Lord partially. Am I correct? He obeyed the Lord how? He obeyed the Lord how? Nobody answers. Nobody says it. Okay? Fully. He obeyed the Lord fully. He was meek. He was killed. Because he obeyed the Lord fully, because he was meek, he was killed. Who killed him? The Bible says in Genesis 4, verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. God had respect unto two things. Unto Abel, why? Because he obeyed God, bringing him the firstlings of his flock. What did the firstling of Abel's flock represent? It represents Jesus, who's got to come down to die for Abel and for us. And God accepted the word respect. Accept Abel's offerings and Abel. You bring good things to the Lord, he will accept it. You bring bad things to the Lord, he will not accept it. As simple as that. And I'm telling you, those who bring false offerings to the Lord will be mad when God does not accept it. And these people are in the church. Not outside of the church. People outside of the church do not bring anything to the Lord. This was the first family. This man is Cain. And this one crying is whom? Abel. So, the second character. The first one was fully obedient to the Lord. The second one partially obedient. God does not want a partial obedience. Let me repeat it. God does not want partial obedience. You partially obey God, he will not accept your prayer. He will not accept your worship. He will not accept you. Abel was meek. This man was cruel. Who was cruel? Cain. And Abel was killed. Who killed him? His brother. Why? This is why. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Why did God do that? Because he brought to the Lord the firstlings of his flock. Representing what? Jesus, who's got to die. Now, let's see this one. Gradual decline. How would someone get to that point? No one gets to that level of fully disobedience to God without declining. It does not come like that. It comes slowly and slowly until you openly disobey God. A child is not fully disobedient to his parent not until he starts disobeying once, a second time, a third time, until finally you cannot control him anymore. Sister White says, this class that have been gradually departing from God, gradually departing from God, will become bold The disobedient are like that. They bold. I'm doing it. No one can prevent me from doing it. Will become bold. And you see, I put it in bold for you. As they reject the invitations of mercy, the call to repentance, this is what Sister White. As they reject the invitations of mercy, as they reject the calls to repentance, they become bold in what? By gradually departing from God. Obedience or disobedience. This is what she continues to say. Desires of ages. The warfare against God's law, which was begun in heaven, will be continued until the end of time. Remember, the warfare began where? In heaven. Will continue when? Until the end of time. Are we yet in the end of time? Not so. Not yet. We need to wait just a little bit, and we will get to the end of time. Every man will be tested. Obedience or disobedience. Every man. That's why I'm asking you, parents who have children, learn, teach your children to obey you. And I was happy to see sister putting in their mouth whatever they have to do, to say actually. And she asked them to sit down. And they need to be obedient. Otherwise, I'm telling you, as they're growing up, so will be their obedience to the Lord. Every man will be tested. Every man. It is not, she said every man, she's not talking about male. She's talking about humankind. Male or female. Everyone will be tested. Child or not. Obedience or disobedience is the question to be decided by the whole world. So, two classes. All will be called to choose between the law of God and the laws of men. Even the children. And that's why we need to teach them now. Because remember that in the time of Reformation, children went all around to preach the gospel. Some of them were killed because they would not stop preaching. Children need to know about God, and they need to be able to preach the gospel. Because the time will come when the law of God will be completely obliterated here on earth, and the children need to say something about the law of God. We need to teach them the Ten Commandments. They need to know the Fourth Commandment particularly. Here the dividing line will be drawn. There will be but two classes. It will be either or. So, character fully developed. Every character will be fully developed. That's why I'm telling you, this is the time for us to ask God to help us in shaping our character. Whatever character that you have today will probably be the last that you will live with, whether it be in heaven forever or wherever else. It is whether you go to heaven or you know the rest. Every character will be fully developed. Even the children's character will be fully developed. What character do you have? What character do we have? And all will show whether they have chosen the side of loyalty or that of rebellion. Think about it. Now, disobedient, like Cain, they are jealous. Like Satan, Cain and Esau, they are murderers. Like Cain, they have no feeling. Like Cain, they will be cast away from God. But this time, in our time, it will be eternally, not just for 1 or 2 days, 20 years, 100 years, 200 years. You will be, that person will be cast away eternally. Don't be like Cain, Satan, or Esau. Ha! Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth as a sheep where? In the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Who are these sheep? Who are the wolves? Jesus said, "I'm sending you forth where? In the midst of the wolves." As what? As sheep. Who are the sheep? Who are the wolves? All right, let's see. Matthew 10, verses 1 and 5. The sheep. Take your Bible, please, because I do not write the whole thing. If you can, Matthew 10, verses 1 and 5. Pick up your Bible. It says, "And when he," talking about Jesus, "and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples," verse 5 says, "these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying." So the 12 disciples were sent by Jesus Christ to somewhere. We will see where he will send them. And you will see who are the sheep and who are the wolves. So the disciples can be also us. Let's go. What is that? Yes, sir. What does a wolf? What does he do? Kill what? Yes, sir. How old are you? 6? 4? Hey, he knows better than you are, guys. Than you do. He knows better than you do. "These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles." Jesus did not send them where? To the Gentiles. "And into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Where did Jesus send his 12 disciples? Where? Where did he not send them? He did not send them to the Gentiles or Samaritans. So he sent them to the house of Israel. The house of Israel is the nation of Israel. Now it is Seventh-day Adventism. That's where Jesus sent his 12 disciples. So, the sheep are the 12 disciples, and the wolves may be the house of Israel, because Jesus did not send them to the Gentiles and Samaritans. He sent them to the house of Israel. In the house of Israel, you have sheep and you have this man. Church members are the wolves. What do wolves to sheep? Wolves kill sheep and eat them. That's what wolves do. Eat. Kill and eat. What? Sheep. Where are they? All of them, both of them are in the church. And as I'm talking to you, I cannot say you are a sheep or you are a wolf. Wolf. You not. I cannot say it. I don't know who is it. I cannot even point my finger on me and say, "You man, I believe you. You are a sheep." At the end of the day, we will know. So, your character, sheep or wolf? What do you want to, what do you want? To eat or to be eating? This is a good question. Let me see. Who wants to be eating? You don't want to be eating. Hey, my man. Hey, my man. You good man. I love you. Who wants to eat? Who wants to eat? Or you want to eat? The job of the one who is eating? No, let me show you. I'm sorry. This is the one who is eating. He is eating. This is those that are eating. These are those that are eating. This one, you see this one too? What is that? Can you see it? A lion. Those eat those. You don't want to be those, you're going to be these. If you don't want to be these, you're going to be these. It is either or. In the church, it's like that. In the first family, it was like that. It will be like that until the end. Bill. Hey, Matthew 10 verse 17. But beware of men. Who are these men? For they will deliver you up to the councils. Who will deliver you up to the councils? And they will scourge you. Who will scourge you? You in their synagogues. What is a synagogue? The church. Who composed the church? Church members. Church members. Okay, so let's go back to this. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you. You know what is scourge? Man, I'm telling you, when you take someone and you beat him, you break his bone, his jaw, and blood is going down his cheek and his body, and you break whatever you can break. I'm telling you, scourge you in their synagogues. We will be scourged where? You don't want to say it? The Bible says it. This is Jesus talking. Who do councils? Answer, church leaders. The board, church board, elders, pastors, priests. I'm telling you, this is Jesus talking, and we need to be aware of that. Men, aha, yes, men will deliver you up to the councils. For what reason? To scourge you. I know, for what? To scourge you. Where? In the synagogues. What is a synagogue? The church. Example, who delivered Jesus? Judas. To whom? The leaders of the church. Will history repeat itself? Yes. When? Soon. Thank you. Not just soon, very soon. We don't know who will do it. We don't know who will be eating, who will be scourged, who will be persecuted. But it will happen in the church. Far too few from within than from without. Hey, Matthew 10 verse 18, and ye shall be brought before governors, kings for my sake, because you preach the gospel, because you're telling the truth, because you're asking people to keep the Ten Commandments, particularly the Sabbath, how to keep them. Hey, they will bring you before kings, first, before councils, second, before kings, the governors, third, before kings. For what reason? For the name of Jesus Christ. What reason? For a testimony against them and then and the Gentiles. Who are those who will deliver you up to the councils of the church? Church members will do it. And probably someone who is close to you. You never know. You never know. So, move. From Caiaphas, okay, Caiaphas, I don't know how he said, to Pilate. It says, Jesus was arrested and brought before the Sanhedrin, before the high priest, Caiaphas, however you say it. Then he was brought to the governor from Caiaphas to Pilate, who was the governor, from the governor to Herod. Then he was brought before King Herod. Two enemies became friends, and then back and forth. Two enemies, Pilate and Caiaphas and Pilate, were enemies. And Pilate and Herod were enemies. And because Jesus was a common enemy to them, they became friends to kill him. The same thing. You don't know who doesn't like you in the church? Do you know? Nobody knows who doesn't like you or who does not love you. History will repeat. Matthew 10, verse 18. From synagogues, we will be brought to the governors and kings as it happens to Jesus, Paul. But it will be for Jesus' sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Matthew 10, verse 19. Treasons after treasons. For some church members to the leaders of the church, from the leaders of the church to the governors, then kings. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. So even in the church, church members know you very well. When they bring you to the councils, you don't have anything to say. Do not prepare. What am I going to tell them? You take a sheet of paper and you put down, you jot down whatever you feel like. Don't put anything in your mind to say, because God will speak through you. You don't know what questions they will ask you. You don't know anything about what they will tell you. You be careful. All right. The Holy Spirit assistance will be given to the church at that time, the true church of God. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Who else in the scheme? You think it's just church members who will deliver you to the high rankings of the church? And the high ranking of the church will deliver you to the governor, and the governor will deliver you to the king? It is not just church members. Did you think church members? Okay, Matthew 10, verse 21. And the brother shall deliver you up. No. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. Your brother will deliver you in your family? And the father, the child? You have your child, son or daughter, and you deliver her or him up to be scourged and killed? Are you kidding? And the father, the child, and the children shall rise up against the parents? I have three daughters, and I have one wife. And I see somebody having one wife and three sons and daughters. And I know you have children. Everyone here have children. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. Be careful, we don't know. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Now we can say, oh, you my children, you cannot do that. Well, you will see, you've got to flee away from your children. We need to pray. That's why tomorrow morning, not for this reason, but tomorrow morning I'm going to be here. I'm going to pray. I need to pray. The whole world. Matthew 10, verse 10. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. household members, church members, governors, kings, the whole world. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You need to be able to handle all persecution, all hatred coming from within, also from without. Household, for, Luke 12, verse 52. For from henceforth there shall be five, wow, in one house divided, three against two and two against three. I'm telling you, as I was reading this message, I was thinking about my family having five members. And I said, oh God, don't let that happen. Five members. How many of you have five members in your family? You included. I have five, me included. You too, five. But this is just symbolic. You may have 10, 15, or two. One will be against the other one. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided. This is Jesus speaking. Three against two, eight, and two against three in the church, in the family. Huh. This is what I like. I want to be like that. If it's either or, let me like that. I don't want to have sharp teeth to break bones and to eat. I don't want to be like that. The father shall divide it against the son or the daughter, and the son against the father, or the daughter against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the whole family. Is a hot mess. My daughter would say that. Hot mess. Completely divided. Because one group accepts Christ, except to be fully obedient, meek, humble, and the other group said, nope, not me. Even your mother-in-law. Do you have son-in-law? Daughter-in-law? Do you have mother-in-law? Father-in-law? There will be division. One group will be against the other one. Hey! Have mercy, God. Have mercy. What do you see here? Lions. Luke 12, 4, 5. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. So who should we fear? The Lord. Not men. Not animals. Don't fear them. Eh? Think about Daniel in the lion's den. Telling you. Sunday law. When the Sunday law will be enforced in America, believe the prophet, our individual character will be fully developed. When we hear the truth and we despise it, we put ourselves in a dangerous position to become an Cain, Judas, the church members who will deliver God's children up to be afflicted and killed. Sunday law. Today, now is the time to decide which character we want to be fully developed for the rest of our lives and as well for eternity. When Sunday law is enforced, we will have to confess or to betray Jesus Christ. At the judgment, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. When we get to Sunday law and we get, we brought to the councils our judgment court, we need to be firm. And if we are not firm now, we will be shaky, shaky tomorrow. And Satan will take advantage of us. As soon as he sees we are scratching our head, he knows that he gets you. That's why now we need to have a quick answer to good things. Quick. Because when we spend too long to take make a good decision, Satan knows that he can play with our mind, bringing us into doing what is bad. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. As Jesus is pleading in heaven, if we cannot confess him now, he will not confess us in heaven. When we get to the court, if we cannot be firm, we cannot confess Jesus Christ, we cannot keep the Ten Commandments, he will not confess us before his Father and before his angels. Be careful. And when they bring you unto the synagogues, church, and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing he shall answer or what he shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what he ought to say. The Holy Spirit will be with you. He said, lo, I am with you always until the end of the world. So, who thought Satan would rebel against God? Who thought Cain would be the first murderer? Who thought Judas would sell his master? Who thought Catholic Church would kill millions from 538 to 1798? John did not believe that until Jesus revealed it to him. Who believed that Protestant church will kill God's children? All these will happen, but except God knew they would happen. If you're not cultivating a good character now, you will be in the other side. Because you do not know, now search your heart. Now give your heart to Jesus. Destruction of the disobedient. Christ says, all they that hate me love death. All that hate me love what? Death. That means these people who are disobedient, who do not love Christ, they love death. They love death. Your character will determine your end. God gives them existence for a time that they may develop their character and reveal their principles. I'm telling you, it is not too late for us to develop a good, spiritual, Christ-like character. It is not too late. And we need to do it now. We need not to delay, because tomorrow may be too late. God gives them existence for a time that they may develop their character and reveal their principles. This accomplished, they receive the result of their own choice. By a life of rebellion, Satan and all who unite with him place themselves so out of harmony with God that his very presence is to them a consuming fire. The glory of him who is love will destroy them. Even if God wanted to take you to heaven, because your character does not ally with his own character, the presence of God in heaven will be a burning fire, a consuming fire. You cannot live in the presence of a holy God with a defected character. I'm asking you, please, brothers and sisters, to choose today which character you want to live with eternally. Do you want to live with God eternally? Choose the character of Jesus Christ primarily. You can choose to have the character of Abel also, because he was fully obedient to God. But if you happen not to be fully obedient to God, you will do the exact same thing that Cain has done. Cain obeyed God. He brought to the Lord an offering. Beautiful. The best of the fruits. Not the best of the pure animals that represented Jesus, who's got to die for us. He obeyed partially. I'm asking you now to obey totally. Not 99%, but 100%. Let us do our best to ask the Holy Spirit to mold us, to shape us, to give us the character of Jesus Christ. Because soon, our character will be fully developed. And then it will be over. Whether to be saved forever, ever, or to be lost forever. Now, let me ask you a final question. Who want to be able? Raise your hand. Amen. Okay. Who want to be Cain? Oh, someone didn't hear that. He said he want to be Cain. No one want to be Cain. No one want to give a name like that to his child. Let us do our best. Let us serve the Lord. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord. He will make us like Jesus. And we will live with him forever. God bless you. Amen.